This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In Goa, 23 people have been killed in a blaze at a nightclub in North Goa's Arpora following a cylinder blast late last night. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant rushed to the spot. He said most of the dead were the club's kitchen workers and there were 3 to 4 tourists among those killed.
The incident is very unfortunate for a tourism state like Goa. People who run such things illegally and a fire accident occurred. 23 people have lost their life. The government will be conducting an inquiry into this incident. The inquiry will examine the exact cause of the fire and those found responsible will face the most stringent action under the law.
Goa DGP Alok Kumar said police teams, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. He said the fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered.
An unfortunate incident
occurred in a restaurant cum club in Arpora. At 12:04 a.m., the police control room received information about a fire and the police, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. The fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered. The total death count is 23. The police will investigate the cause of this incident and will take action based on the findings.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se jyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. Ye sirf number nahi hai. Ye strong macroeconomic signal hai. Ye sandesh hai. कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show cause notices to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos of the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior Civil Aviation Ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,500 crore rupees of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation today. These projects are related to housing infrastructure and public amenity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate several infrastructure and connectivity projects for the main events at Shyok in Leh district, Ladakh, today, where inauguration of the strategically important Shyok Tunnel is planned. The projects, including roads, bridges, tunnels, etc., will improve connectivity in forward areas as well as far-off villages in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, besides other states. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at the global level, including in the UN, the Quad and the Financial Action Task Force during two key meetings on 3rd of this month. These were the 21st India-US Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism and the 7th Designations Dialogue. Both the countries strongly condemned recent terror attacks in India and stressed that the perpetrators must be held accountable. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the third and final ODI of the three-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.